You're listening to a very special edition of A Round and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
I'm Richard Winham.
Normally, this show airs at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., but we're doing a special tribute to Dennis Palmer right now. A lot of people in Chattanooga miss Dennis Palmer's voice. I mean that both in the literal sense of his speaking voice, his singing voice, and being a voice, an advocate for the arts in this community. So, Richard, I'd like to start out this tribute by just playing a sample of Palmer's voice here. This is from an interview I did a couple of years ago with Palmer, talking about all the amazing musicians that came to Chattanooga to collaborate with Palmer's musical group, the Shaking Ray Levis.
Yeah, John Zorn, Anthony Braxton, Derek Bailey. Historical, legendary, very influential players have come into to our fair city, for sure.
I think it was Bob that said, literally hundreds.
Palmer passed away unexpectedly in February. And as we said, he was part of a musical group that's fairly well known here in Chattanooga called the Shaking Ray Levis. The original duo, himself and Bob Stagner. And then I think it took me actually a long time to realize they were a duo, because every time I saw them perform, they were with like three or four different musicians.
Yeah. And I think the irony is that they are so much better known elsewhere. There's so many examples of that. But those guys, have a huge reputation in Europe and in the, especially in northern cities like New York, Philadelphia, places like that. The kind of people that make the cover of magazines all the time. Now, having said that, I should say that these are niche magazines. We're not talking about New York Magazine or something like that. But at the same time, assuming that we accept that what they were doing, and I think they did, I think Dennis had trouble with the idea that most people perceived what he did both as a fine artist and as a musician as outsider art. From his point of view, he thought that it should be the mainstream, and I think that's what fueled him. That's what gave him the energy to do what he did. But for most of us, I think we pretty much accept that it's not, and it probably never will be. But at the same time, it does fuel the mainstream, and his ideas are definitely all around us. You know, you can, whether the people took them directly from him or from people who listened to him, and you know, that. So in that sense, I think Dennis is, as my friend Tom said, larger than life. You know, a person who, just thinking about that, it's almost like he blew through our lives like a comet.
He really did. As we said, he passed away unexpectedly in February. Richard, after Palmer passed away, you did just a massive number of interviews in a very short amount of time putting this together.
Yeah, we did. And we have tried as best we can to do justice to Dennis in a short period of time. And the challenge, as Bob said at the beginning, you know, you can't do it. But I think we caught some highlights.
Yes. We'll start out by hearing a performance of Dennis Palmer and Bob Stagner, along with another artist, Killick Eric Hines. This is a live performance. This should give you a taste of the kind of truly alternative music that the Shaking Rays were doing.
A little song about some of the thoughts that were going through George Bush's noggin another night at 8 o'clock, putting all the TVs, my favorite TV programs, behind schedule.
covering 28 years, almost 30 years in a short amount of time is a huge challenge, because the impact of someone in our arts community like Dennis Palmer leaving us for some folks our age is a first-time deal.
This is Bob Stagner, who founded the Shaking Ray Levi's in 1986 with Dennis Palmer.
But one of the amazing things that's coming out in this round and about is the huge amount of people who are coming out of the woodwork that have had some sort of impact by this. Dennis challenged people with his work. He challenged people to have a new thought. And that's very challenging. It's challenging for me. People used to say, oh, this is experimental. No, people who do things in their basements or their garages, that's an experiment. You know, labs, that's a lab. You experiment in the lab. This is put into process. And does it always work? No, of course it doesn't. Nothing always works.
It's dynamic. You know, there's things that are incredibly fast, there's other things that are slow, and they're all coming together, and it's the old Flannery O'Connor, everything that rises must converge.
This is Dennis Palmer himself talking about what it was like to improvise live on stage with musicians like Bob Stagner and Colonel Bruce Hampton.
You have musicians that trust one another, and it's important either to not get in each other's way, but to really meld and create tones that you couldn't do by yourself.
Digging a little bit deeper into the work. Dennis always did that with a visual. He did that with his storytelling. He did that with his music making. He did that especially with his teaching. Enormously insightful and intuitive with teaching. And the proof is all the people who are coming and saying, this is what this meant to me. This is what this time meant to me.
There was actually a difference between the Shaking Rays and the Shaking Ray Levi Society. Richard Winham, why don't you explain it?
So many people were confused about the idea of the Shaking Ray Levi's and the Shaking Ray Levi's Society. And the Shaking Ray Levi's, that's Bob and Dennis, and that's no more. Shaking Ray Levi's Society, that's Dennis and the spirit of Dennis and Bob, and that will go on forever. And talking about the spirit of Dennis, I think the little beggar's been looking over my shoulder laughing at me the whole time I've been doing this.
Coming up next, we have Bruce Kaplan and Anne Law. They own Barking Legs, where the Shaking Rays performed many, many times. This is A Roundabout Chattanooga. I'm Mike Miller.
I'm Richard Winham. And let me interject here that Bruce and Anne are just two of many people who say they came to Chattanooga primarily because of what Bob and Dennis had started here.
We never would have come to Chattanooga were it not for Bob and Dennis.
Did you know anything about Chattanooga before you
came? No.
The music blew me away. I saw it as a sign of a potentially vibrant arts community, which was important to me.
With Bob and Dennis, we found kindred spirits that we were both looking for the stuff we didn't know, or we were pushing the boundaries or pushing the envelope in a different way so that we could experience life and share that with others.
Dennis believed more like Anne that this improvised music like they made should be widely appreciated and enjoyed by more people. I think musically in particular, it is inherently challenging and will remain a cultivated taste. It doesn't allow the basic, simple pleasures that most people look for when they listen to music. There is no steady rhythm. The pitches are usually not traditionally pleasing cadences.
And the last time I saw Dennis perform, one of the last times I saw him perform, was with Bruce Hampton and Davey Williams. Both Dennis and Davey, hardcore improvisers. And the sounds and the complexity of their work was just mind-blowing. It was just mind-blowing.
He was giving electricity a soul, period. That's it. You want to hear electricity with a soul? Hear Dennis Palmer.
So I believe that it's an environment that we create through the art of improvisation. And that's why I think with the Shaking Ray Levis starting this fire, I think you're going to, even with the passing of Dennis Palmer, you're going to see it spreading out in many, many different directions.
One thing I'll say about Dennis, when he traded a rifle that belonged to his dad that he had inherited when his dad died for his first synthesizer, okay, and then continued to build his own identity on that instrument. We're not talking about somebody that dealt with factory presets. That's not slamming factory presets. Can people spend tons of time working on this? But this is what this man did, and he was able to transfer that and teach that.
Dennis was hugely into education. He's known internationally as a visual artist and musical artist, but he was an extraordinary educator. In fact, my daughter is one of his educatees, if that's a word, and he was a big influence on her, partly because she's a non-traditional artist, and he was all about encouraging that.
In 1989, the Shaking Ray Levis performed for the first time of many with the Reverend Howard Finster.
These boys went out and picked these things up and got the rust off of them, old gas can that you wouldn't pick up in your yard, you see. And the things that they got here and just put them to work entertaining and filling.
There was nothing that was not serious about Reverend Finster's belief in that faith, and Dennis respected him deeply.
I think Finster was a fundamentalist, isn't he?
Yes, he was a fire and brimstone guy. For me, that's the South. Mm-hmm. It's not all about the South, but it is a strong element. Finster and Dennis Palmer really have something about the South that needs to be there, or else we're just like everybody else.
Everybody wants to be from Dixie.
And just listening, I mean, you got a feeling of who he was, of his background, of his upbringing, of life in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Dancing.
We're all 57 babies.
From its inception, Tom Landis was a part of the Shaking Ray Levis Society and an integral part of the radio program they created for WUTC for a number of years called Outside Pleasures.
I was born on October the 1st. Dennis was born, I think, on the 13th. So we first collided in junior high school in the 7th grade in an art class. And that would have probably been either 69 or 70. And then we kind of collaborated on different things since then. Long lost comic books. Then I went off to law school and came back to Chattanooga and ran into Dennis and began to talk about art. And he was telling me about Outside Pleasures and some of the things they were doing with the Shaking Ray Levis and the Shaking Ray Levis Society. And it just sounded very comfortable to me. So we got together and began collaborating on the radio program, which was, we had some fantastic live programs, improv music, world music, people from all over the globe.
We were on the air for 8 years, actually.
again. This is Dennis Palmer himself.
And we were able to get out, you know, some incredibly wonderful music that not only of artists that we're that the Shaken Ray Levi Society is bringing in town, but also you know, a lot of historical pieces of music that have influenced every genre or idiom, you know, that's out in the world. So yeah, we had a fantastic time on that program.
We had radio, theater, and sketches. Dennis recently put some of them up on YouTube, which you can find through Outside Pleasures, Palmer Landis. Just things of that nature. And
well, I gather that you and Dennis had a regular feature, at least for a while.
We did. And it was very interesting. We would really look at these old science books from, I guess, when we were in elementary school. Dennis had them. And we would sort of pick a topic, sort of pick a character, and then have phrases that were like jump-offs for when it was time for us to take a break or whatever. And then the rest of it just flowed. So it was structured improv, if there's such a creature. It was just an absolute blast.
At one time, education meant research, science, medicine, cultural development, art, education, special studies. That's what education meant. But now, with my badge, all you have to do, and you better consider this when you're dealing with my badge, I'll put the cuffs on you, and you'll learn right quick what respect is, buddy.
I'd like to toss in my academic 2 cents worth here, lady. I'll tell you what, we've asked you to hold your questions till the end of the lecture, and if you keep on keeping on with these questions, we're going to ball you up like a roly-poly bug and toss you right out of here.
And I'll tell you what to think. And I said, okay, yes, that's right, yes. I see, I understand, and I know that this is one place that you don't have to ask any questions because I do what you tell me to do, only if you want me to.
Now the professor was going to give us some very interesting facts about the sow bug, which is a ubiquitous crustacean found in gardens everywhere. Tell us about it, Professor.
You see, with a badge, you don't have to listen at all. You don't have to do any of that kind of thing because it's not what it was or what it used to be, because a common name for the sow bug is the woodlouse.
Well, now there we once again draw the line in academic disagreement. You call it a woodlouse, I call it a roly-poly bug.
Dennis Palmer and his friend Tom Landis on the program produced by the Shaking Ray Levi's for WUTC for a number of years in the early 1990s, Outside Pleasures.
I had just opened my shop in 1994, and he was literally one of my first customers. He came in, he's always loved action figures and superheroes and things like that. You can kind of see a little of it in his art.
David Smotherman owns the Winder Binder Gallery on Fraser Avenue. He has represented Dennis as a visual artist since he opened the gallery.
I had a little Wonder Woman with a gold lasso, and he was fascinated by it and bought it. And it was such an odd thing for him to buy. We immediately struck up a conversation. And the next thing you know, it just so happened that this was early 94, and he had an exhibit at the Crest Gallery. And he immediately said, you need to come over here with me and let me show you my artwork. And it was so odd because, you know, I just closed up the shop. I don't know what compelled me to do it. I closed up the shop and hopped in a car with a guy I just met, and we drove over to UTC. And within 48 hours, I'd bought a painting. And ever since that, since 1994, we've always had some of his work in the gallery. You know, thinking back, it hadn't dawned on me that he was the first artist I'd ever represented. The gallery didn't start out as just an art gallery, but we always had a little bit. And it was just odd to think that that relationship has continued through the entire existence of Winder Binder.
Painting was something to me, and of course I was always watching it from the outside looking in. That was really hard work. It's really hard work making art, period. I mean, it's terribly hard work, but gosh, I'm glad people take it on and do it. We'll be right back. the life of sound lives in a different way. And Dennis would always look at it. People would be much more patient with say, an abstract painting than they might be with an abstract sound. One requires more of your will, you know, just sitting and saying, well, I'm going to listen to that. Or no, that's making me feel awful. Turn that off.
So you're well known for the Shaking Ray Levis. Tell me about the art you're doing tonight.
This is the first solo show that I've had in over a decade in Chattanooga. So.
How long have you been painting?
I've been all my life. Yeah.
Dennis Palmer had an exhibition in 2010 at Chattanooga's Tanner Hill Gallery. The exhibition was called Portraiture, the Etheric, Astral, and Apocalyptic. Palmer said that his paintings in the exhibition were another way of telling stories.
Oh, to me, it's storytelling. Every piece, there's something that I'm either heading in a direction of something that's currently happening in the moment, or something maybe particularly I'm thinking about in the future. And then there's several pieces in this that are apocalyptic in nature, that I have gone to the Wayback Machine back in time and dealt with stories my adventures as a kid.
He would do these amazingly detailed small paintings where I was talking about how there was a painting of a man and he actually drew every wrinkle in the knuckles, and he did it all with paintbrushes. He didn't use paint pens. He didn't use other techniques. Everything was with tiny little brushes. And I was talking about how you would see him. He'd have these basically like magnifying glasses on, and he'd have his face 3 inches away from the painting with a brush that might have 5 hairs. Doing these tiny little details. I remember at first being a business person, I joked, I said, you'll never make any money doing this much detail because you can never get back how much you put into it. And he joked, you know, that was a problem, and the fact that that's why he knew he'd never make enough money being an artist, and that's why he loved being a musician. And that really was his first true love.
I can't say that I got it right away, but I realized that it was something that people outside the mainstream were certainly enjoying, and I felt like it was worth my time. Takes the brain to a different place, and it touches on a different part of the brain. Again, a lot of these guys that I've encountered, classically trained musicians, and yet they want to take the instruments and their themselves to another place. And I think that's basically what they were after. Spoken a few days before he passed away. I have trouble finding tragedy in his loss because he lived life to the hilt. He was wrapping up some projects that were important to him. He was talking about things that he wanted to get done. You know, he'd had the heart attack a few years ago. Then I think he had another heart attack. And then about a year or so ago, he had this problem with the defibrillator or whatever it is. That was scary as hell. And he said, I do not want to go back in the hospital. And I said, you know, because he was talking about feeling bad. I said, man, you want to go to the hospital? We'll go right now. Don't worry about it. We'll go right now. And he said, no, I don't think so. I don't want to go. It's a scary place, and my dogs need me. And it's my understanding he passed away in his home, in his own bed with his beloved dogs around him. And I was told to smile on his face. You can't beat that. Certainly a thing like passing to the next plane can't slow down Dennis Palmer. I mean, you know, it's we throw around the term larger than life. I mean, he truly is.
We're going to do one more short one here for you. I'm going to take off my belt and make you sing in a minute, lady. Sailing sea.